Now, we, last night of your time, also mentioned that we would be speaking about the idea of the transformation itself, the accelerating wave of collective consciousness that many of you have intuitively recognized reaches a critical mass threshold in and around your cycle that you call 2012. This simply represents the idea of crossing into critical mass where you have the potential for total positive reality. You have that now, of course. But after 2012, the idea of positive energy will be so much more available to so many more of you that if you should choose to ride the crest of that wave, the leading edge of that wave of consciousness, you can accelerate so rapidly, you can attract to yourself so rapidly the things that are representative of your passion, of your joy, without knowing in any way, shape, or form how these things could have happened beyond reason, beyond logic, that again, your life will become literally so dreamlike it will be at first dizzying and disorienting until you get used to it. Literally, you'll be walking through life like it's a dream, marveling at the miraculous synchronicities that just are popping up as a matter of course. Yes. When you ride the leading edge of the wave of consciousness. If, however, you choose to continue to compartmentalize your physical mind and make it responsible for being in charge, and have to know the how, and have to know the why, and have to know all the details before you'll be willing to believe that the higher self can simply bring this to you, then you will, by choice, position yourself somewhere down the line from the leading edge, in some of the eddies and currents and backwashes in the wake of the leading edge. Now, it doesn't mean that you cannot find benefit in those locations, in those gradations of frequency behind the leading edge. But wherever it is you position yourself, you simply have to understand the effect you create will be absolutely directly commensurate with where you have positioned yourself, and it will not be any more than that. By definition, it cannot be any more than that. As an analogy, your visible spectrum of light, you understand that in the visible spectrum of light, red is a low frequency, the lowest visible frequency you can perceive with your eyes. Violet is the highest visible frequency you can perceive with your eyes in general. We understand many of you are beginning to stretch these boundaries, but for the purpose of this illustration, let's just stick with the common labeling of this visible spectrum. Now, you know if something exists on the frequency of violet light, it's at a very high level of frequency, very high level of energy. And it will experience the things that go hand in hand with that level. If something chooses to exist on the other end of the spectrum, in the red frequency, it will be functioning at a lower wavelength, a slower wavelength, a lower vibration, and will only experience the things that are commensurate with that level in the spectrum. It's all energy, it's all light, it's all the same stuff, as you say, but the difference in gradation of the vibrational frequency will ultimately determine what is capable of being experienced on that level. If you're operating at a certain wavelength toward the lower end of that spectrum, you will only perceive red. Only! You will never perceive violet at that end of the spectrum. If you are operating at the violet end of the spectrum on a high frequency level, you will only perceive violet. You will never perceive red at that end of the spectrum. Ever. So, the leading edge of the wave of your collective consciousness on this transformation. You can live there and ride the crest, or you can allow yourself to float back into the wake. Somewhere in there, there will be vibrations that will be representative of whatever degree you are willing to allow your belief system to take hold. So, you must understand that if you do that, there are consequences to that. The consequence being that you can only perceive what is directly commensurate with the level you're on, and nothing else. Nothing lower, but nothing higher. But you can, you are all capable of choosing to ride the crest, the leading edge. All right. Now, when some of you consider this, you get scared. It's going too fast for me. I might fall off. I might crash. I might smack into a brick wall. As if suddenly one would appear. Of course, it will if you create it. But again, understand that if you create that brick wall, that's an indication you are no longer on the leading edge. Brick walls do not exist, by definition, on the leading edge. They only exist back down the line, in the wake. In one of the eddies, in one of the currents that is representative of belief systems that there are such things as brick walls. But if you're truly, truly, truly riding the leading edge, truly, as you say, surfing the crest, then you will understand that just like being on the top of the mountain, you have a clear and unobstructed view of everything in front of you. And you ride that wave right into ecstasy. Ride the leading edge of the ecstasy. Allow yourself the opportunity to know you can. You don't have to choose to. But then if you don't be surprised by what is commensurate for that level. It's completely up to you what to lock on to, what to believe, what to align with, what to associate yourself with. You can, on one hand, say, I understand these concepts. I believe these concepts. I will live these concepts. I am this idea. It can happen instantly, effortlessly, miraculously, wonderfully, joyfully, creatively, lovingly, now, for me. Or you can recognize that you tend, quote unquote, choose to gravitate more to informational sources that confirm your own fear. Well, you know, one should take their time. Well, you know, one has to be careful with this stuff. Now, we understand that there is such a thing as recognizing and honoring whatever belief system you happen to have, and not pushing yourself beyond it if you truly don't believe you can. Because that would simply be disastrous. But the idea is to understand and to clearly take responsibility for knowing that if you are aligning with someone that says, well, you know, you can't just go full throttle, because you have to be careful that you're not doing this and you're not doing that. You might fool yourself here, you might fool yourself there, and you have to take it easy. If you align yourself with that, that's all well and good. But understand that you are choosing to, and it has nothing at all to do with the fact that you could change your belief and allow yourself to ride the leading edge where things manifest instantaneously. You could, but if you are not, it's your choice. And that's, once again, where you really need to be passionate about being passionate and find out why you are choosing to not ride the leading edge. You will obviously have your own reason for not doing so. Whatever that reason is, whatever you feel is the need for safety, is up to you to determine. But just take responsibility and recognize the responsibility and the choice that you are making for understanding that it's not empirically true that you have to do it that way. It's not empirically true that you have to listen to what that person is saying as opposed to what this person is saying. It's just your choice. Take responsibility for it and then be passionate about finding out why you believe what you do, so that you can, if you are willing, open up to new beliefs that will allow you to move up the spectrum and be in the violet instead of in the red, financially speaking. So, allow yourselves to simply at every given moment recognize what you're doing. Let go of the need to understand the how of it. Because you see, one of the things that stops many of you from having the experiences that were described in the recording is that, for example, when someone says, well, you know, I simply got into the state where I believed I would simply receive more checks. Your physical, logical, reasonable mind goes, well, where the heck are they supposed to come from? I haven't done anything to earn that money. What are you saying? That some stranger just suddenly going to get into his head to pop a check in the mail to me for no reason whatsoever, and I'm just going to go to my mailbox and open a check that comes from a total stranger that's suddenly giving me exactly what I want? Yes! Yes, that is what's being said. Yes, that is one possible way. Yes, that is one possible example of what could happen. But when your logical, reasonable, physical mind going, how does that make any sense? The thing to remind it is that it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to make sense. When you stop needing it to make sense, then you'll make dollars. You have got to give up. You've got to give up your need, your physical mind's need, for everything to have a reason, for everything to make logical sense in the physical third-dimensional world. If you say you wish to live in fourth-density reality, you must give up the things that are commensurate with the three-dimensional world, such as logic, reason. Not totally. I'm not saying be willy-nilly, fly by the seat of your pants people. I'm saying be aware of the fact that these things are simply points of view and that you often stop yourselves from allowing these things to come to you because you logic them to death. You detail them to death, literally. You look for a chain of reasonable connection. And believe me, in fourth density reality, there are many chains that to a third density mind are not reasonable or rational at all. You have asked us, how do we travel from star to star? And we have explained to you, we don't travel from star to star. We're simply here, then we're simply there. The logical mind boggles. But how did you get there? How is it possible to go from here to there without stepping on all the places in between? That's not rational. That's not logical. Yes, it is from a different point of view. I'm talking about not abandoning logic. I'm talking about higher logic. The logic that comes from standing on the mountaintop where you can see the entire valley, the entire network, and where it makes sense to you on the mountaintop to say, if you actually go back three steps and then to the left, you're actually going to get there more quickly than if you just go straight ahead. Whereas down in the valley, the logical mind self is going, but everyone knows the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, and if I go backwards, how can I get there sooner than if I go forwards? How? And the higher self goes, because I can see that if you go forward there, the bridge is out. And if you take three steps back and go to the left, you go on a parallel road where the bridge is fine. But the point is that the language of the higher self cannot always communicate all those specifics to the physical mind, because the physical mind does not always have the capacity for that kind of translation. The only way that that dialogue, most often than not from the higher self, translates to the physical mind is simply suddenly the urge to go back. The urge itself, the intuition itself, in the physical mind, is the condensation and encapsulation of the entire explanation from the higher self saying, if you go three steps back and then go to the left and go down the parallel road, then the bridge is up. But all the physical mind will get is the tug. That's how it translates in physical reality, because the physical mind is not capable of actually perceiving in the same way the higher self is, and doesn't have to know all the reasons why and how. All it needs to do is know that that's part of who you are, and allow yourself to recognize that that is a communication, and to follow it, and that you have received the information that you need, because it's on the same wavelength of your joy, of your passion. Why? Because you say it is. And you flow with it, and thus find out that it is. Or resist it for as long as you want. And keep walking on the same road until you get to the washed-out bridge and go, oh, why didn't I listen to my intuition back there? Because you thought you were in charge, smarty. But you're not. Not you alone. You are in charge, but not you alone, physical mind. Physical mind, higher self, that's the you that's in charge. Both aspects of your being is the persona, not just the physical personality self. That's only a part of it. So if you want to know you're in charge, you have to behave like the whole you, and be willing to open up and receive and perceive in whatever way it works for you, the dialogue and the communication coming from the portion of yourself that is the higher self, that has the higher point of view, that has the bigger picture, and be willing to understand it's working on your behalf. It's not going to trick you. It's not going to deceive you. The only thing in your reality that can create the idea of tricks and deception is the physical mind's belief system, not the higher self. Because it is only in physical three-dimensional reality that you can have the experience of a personality structure that can actually deny its own truth. So any tricks, any deception that you may be afraid of encountering can only actually be coming from the personality aspect that's actually afraid it's going to be deceived. That's the paradox. It can't come from the higher self because that's a bigger picture point of view. And it can clearly see the road. And there is no reason, there is no logic for the higher self to go, yeah, take the left road. Watch and see how my lower self falls into the river. This ought to be fun. Oops, I went with it. You are under the assumption that the higher self is immune from what you experience in physical reality. Incorrect. You are one being, and the higher self will suffer the slings and arrows that the physical mind shoots itself with. You are one being. and it is not detached from you, and it is not immune to the consequences of the physical mind's choices. But because the higher self is closer to the vibration of unconditional love, it will overlook it. Again and again and again and again. Attempting to unconditionally loving you, reminding you, please, please take the other road, please. Oh, here we go again. It is not immune to the consequences of the physical mind's acts and choices. Do not assume that it is. But it is close enough to unconditional love to forgive it. And to keep giving you the benefit of the doubt. That's the relationship of your higher self. That's its job. To keep on guiding you no matter what. Because it is the vibration of unconditional love that the physical mind often refuses to allow itself to perceive. Through the belief systems it chooses to buy into that deny its truth to itself. So, higher self says, please, 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 please know you are loved. Please, please, please allow me to love you. Please, please, please love yourself enough to know you're not alone in this. That you don't have to do it all. That you weren't designed to. You weren't expected to. Ever. Not once. Carry this burden by yourself. Let me be your guide because I am you. Become familiar. Familiar with that portion of yourself. It is not detached. It is not separate. It is not aloof. It is not in its own realm, unaware of what you are choosing to experience. It will also experience it in its own way. But nevertheless, will always overlook it and always urge you forward. Or left, or back, or whatever is necessary. Take a deep breath. And let this sink in deeply, deeply, deeply. And allow yourself to at least consider the possibility that you deserve to be on the leading edge of the crest of the wave of consciousness of the transformation. Take another deep breath. Now, in terms of your time frame, what is the time remaining for the segment of this transmission? All right. In these 20 minutes, let us move to a different level of understanding of this leading edge and this wave of transformation. As we have said, obviously, wherever it is you decide to position yourself, either at the leading edge or in the wake, there will be consequences commensurate to whatever vibratory gradation you are choosing to reside in. I will now explain and describe one of the effects that is now going on relative to us and others like us with respect to this vibrational wave of your leading edge of critical mass consciousness. Some time ago, in terms of time as you count time, we told you that things would be speeding up, and that if you did not align yourself very rapidly with your true passion, It's not that you couldn't do it later, but that you would make it more difficult to do later because you would feel that you had to hurry up and catch up, and there would be more details for your rational mind to have to deal with and integrate in order for you to match the frequency of the now accelerating leading edge of that wave. Here is another example of what we mean by that, and why it is so important, if you wish to be true to yourself, to really let yourself go to ride that leading edge and not hang back. But again, it's up to you. But here is another effect with respect to us. You must understand, we have an agreement with your collective consciousness. In order for us to be able to interact with you in this way, in order for us to be able to impart these kinds of ideas and this kind of information to you and to share with you and discuss with you these notions, we have to abide by the vibrational agreement we have made. As you accelerate, and I know this is going to get a little bit heady, but follow along. It'll be worth it. As you accelerate, every moment you change, you are creating new parallel realities to go along with the change in you. Because every change is a total change, as we have said. And when you talk about total change, we mean universal change. So every change is a whole new parallel reality. Even if one parallel reality may be only different from another by one atom, it's still a completely different reality. Totally different. And as you change and as you make decisions, you go through, you bring yourself through a succession of parallel reality shifts so automatically, so smoothly, you don't even always recognize that that's what you're doing. But you see, movement itself, the perception of movement of any kind, is actually the perception of a succession of parallel realities. This is one reality. This is another. 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 And in between those positions were an infinite number of other parallel realities that we have all just agreed to go through together. And so we all think we're all in the same room at the same time, and that nothing much has changed except maybe that it's getting a little bit closer to lunch. But you see, for as many of you as are quote-unquote in the room, there are that many rooms, literally distinctly different rooms. And each of you is actually creating that room and all the people in it in your universe, just as someone else is agreeing to create that room and all the people in it in their universe. And those two points of view will actually not only be slightly different as points of view, they will not actually be different points of view of the same room at all. They will be points of view of completely different parallel reality rooms. The only reason you have a common experience at all is that you agree to in any way, shape, or form. But here is the thing. As you upgrade, as you levitate your frequency, as you raise it up and enlighten yourself and create parallel realities, shift yourself to parallel realities that are more representative of that change, then as we have said, certain things will no longer be experienced or perceived by you, because they are simply no longer of the vibration of the new reality you have shifted to. This, we believe, we think, we suppose, we assume, you all kind of get. But what you may not realize is that our agreement with your higher consciousness allows us to interact with you in certain ways on certain levels. But when you shift yourself to another level, you are then allowed to perceive that aspect of us that has made the agreement to interact with you on that level. But if you don't shift to that level, you will not perceive that aspect of us that has agreed to interact with anyone on that level. And as things change. And as the leading edge of your collective consciousness moves forward toward critical mass, a lot of the positions farther down the line in the wake of the leading edge are vibrationally no longer representative of our ability to interact. And so, for anyone staying in those vibrations, we and all such information will begin to unplug and disappear from your reality as we move up the line. That's why we urge you to keep pace with us. Because if you experience that sensation of being left behind, it's not because we're leaving you behind. It's because you're choosing to be left behind. Because we are not in control of this. You are. It's your consciousness determining these different gradients within the collective wake behind the leading edge. We cannot and are not allowed to and are not in control of interacting at those points farther down the line anymore. We have no say in it. When your collective consciousness determines that somewhere far down the wake is no longer vibrationally conducive to the vibration of our interaction with your consciousness in that state, then it is your collective consciousness that is making that reality experience happen. We cannot control that. We do not control that. We are not leaving anyone behind. You are choosing to be left behind if you no longer experience us or information of this nature in those states. That's why we urge you, come with us, come with us. We are always inviting you to come with us. But coming with us means you must change. Because where we are all going, the you have been cannot exist. So we are constantly inviting you to come with us. If you don't come with us, it's not because we have left you out. It's because you have. We don't wish you to. That's why we constantly invite you to change and are constantly reflecting the nature of that change so that when you pick up on it and when you match our frequency, you can change in that way and be equals with us on that level and move forward toward more and more and more and more and more crystallized realization and manifestation of contact, wherein we will then be on a similar enough vibratory level that we can simply continually interact from that point forward. But if you don't move forward through what you may perceive to be changes you don't want, you will not be able to actually experience that reality, and you will no longer be able to experience us or anything like us, because we will simply no longer be germane for the gradient in which you have chosen to remain. Ooh, that rhymed. This is the nature of our agreement with your collective consciousness. So it's out of our hands, and that's why we've always said it's completely up to you. Completely up to you. But things are accelerating. Things are changing. That's the reason why you perceive changes in us. Changes in our agenda. Changes in our accessibility, our availability. Come with us. Come with us and learn new ways of accessing what we are, what you are, what the universe is. And then you will know you are never cut off. You are never left behind. You are never out of touch if you don't prefer to be. But the physical mind may say, again with its rational self, but I want to be in touch this way or that way. But that may not be conducive to the leading edge. Therefore, in its insistence to be in charge, it will remain where it chooses to remain, and it will receive the consequences of the vibration of that gradient, No more, no less. And it can choose to change from there anytime it wishes, but again, it will do so in a different way. And it will not necessarily have available to it the same things it did have when it had the opportunity to take advantage of the things that existed in that gradient for as long as they did. Move with it. Move with it. Ride the wave. Come with us. Come with us. Come with us. We invite you. We invite you. Your higher self invites you to be whole, to be a whole person. The whole secret to the secret is nothing more than just really being willing to be yourself, your full self, and act like it, and behave like it, and know that it's always in your best interests to do so. Always in your best interest to do so. Because that's the definition of being whole. The only way it would not be in your best interest is for the physical mind to make that assumption and behave as if that's true. And of course, if the physical mind believes that's true, then for the physical person, it will be true. And that will be the experience. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be, but it's in your hands. It's not in ours. We are not in charge of your collective consciousness. You are. So make up your mind where you wish to be. Remember who you are. Remember that you are equal. Let go of the reasons you are not. There is on your planet another, shall we call it, methodology, permission slip, style, technique, exercise, seminar, that discusses the issues of, again, money, as a symbol, as an idea, to discuss all these things. And it talks about the symptomologies, shall we say, the signs, the symbols that represent a certain state of being. It talks about the idea of how to recognize when you are in a state of self-victimization. The three main symptoms that it talks about are that when a person is exhibiting a state of self-victimization, they will usually do three main things. They will project blame on others for their situation. They will complain about the situation that they are in. And most paradoxically of all, they will actually justify being in that state of being. Blame, complaint, justification are the three main symptoms of self-victimization. So if your behavior exhibits these qualities, then you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that's the state of being you are choosing to be in. And that will not be conducive to riding the wave, the leading edge. It will be conducive to finding a spot somewhere in one of the swirling eddies down behind the wake, somewhere down the line, where you can go ahead and spin your wheels as much as you wish. Until such time as you're tired of that and decide to start going with the flow. Up to you. We cannot change that for you. We cannot. It is not in our power. It is only in our power to remind you of who you are, and then through unconditional love to allow you to choose who you prefer to be. But there are always consequences to every choice. This is not a judgment. It is not a punishment. It is simply physics. All we are suggesting is that you relax your physical mind and get with the program. It's up to you. It's your program. And we're attempting to assist you by defining in detail what the program is, so that you can have clarity about what you're doing and what you prefer to do. And so you can make choices that are based on that clarity. after your lunch break, we will continue to discuss the notion of the difference between circumstances and state of being, the profound difference between these two concepts, and how to use it in a way that will serve you. And also, we will invite question, discussion on these subjects so that you, if you have anything rattling around in your physical mind that wasn't clear to you, either in the recording or in what we have now said, that you can bring it up, because we know those questions are there. He said this, she said this. What does that mean? I didn't think it was that way. What about this? What about that? Yes, all of that after your lunch break. So gather your minds, gather your questions, gather your discussions if you have them during your lunch. Enjoy it, relax with it, absorb it. And love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves. We will resume this transmission after your break. We thank you. Enjoy. How's it going?